What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-Day Energy Reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Good morning and happy Sunday. So I'm going to go right to the callers today, although I want to mention something that's happening this week. So for those of you that are listening to the program live right now here on May 20th, we are doing a special tiaras and tequila event at Ricardo's on Thursday. There's also going to be a special promotion that if you wear your tiara on May 24th, which is Thursday, National Tiara Day, and then we'd like you to see if you can wear your tiara, and then people are going, why are you wearing a tiara? And then you say, it's National Tiara Day. And it's the hashtag RockYourTiara. We're actually going to do a contest, so with that hashtag RockYourTiara, with help of Southern Nevada, you have an opportunity to win something. So the cool thing about it is that you could donate a few dollars, $5, $10, whatever it is, by wearing your tiara on National Tiara Day, which is May 24th. So hashtag National Tiara Day, hashtag Rock Your Tiara. I'm going to go right to the callers. I have somebody here from the area code 305. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Seema. How are you?
Oh, hi, Seema. What's your question?
I wanted to ask about a relationship with this guy. His name is Arjun.
All right, let's see. All right, so I'm drawing five cards. So, okay, this has possibilities. The more that you talk about the future and your plans for the future and not actually mentioning him in the plans for the future, the more you bring up the future like it's this big adventure. And that, you know, and of course, you might casually mention while you're bringing up the future that, you know, someday you'd like to be married and have children. But the thing is that this is what's going on with him. He's interested in you. He likes you. He's just not willing to have you be his reason for living. Okay? And I want to tell you that I think a lot of the big mistake a lot of women make is that they look to identify themselves through a man instead of creating their own identity. You see what I mean? And so what it's saying here for you is that you have a lot of gifts to offer the world. I'll give you an example. Let's say you were in school right now for nursing, all right? And you're telling him that I'm going to finish nursing school in 2 years, whatever it is. I am not going to get serious about anybody till I graduate from nursing school. Now, the cool thing about that for him is he's like, oh, good, we can date and really get to know each other, and she's not going to put pressure on me with the M word because she's creating an identity for herself. Now, I'm bringing that up to you because it's not supposed to just be about the guy for you. Because what I'm getting in your cards, and I'm spending a little longer with you because you're my first caller, is what okay. I'm getting for you is it's about you being more serious about what's going to make you happy, whether or not there's a man in your life. So I'm looking at this amazing, here you are, you've got this card that's, you came into this lifetime, you couldn't wait to come into this lifetime, Seema. You've got this card called the Magician. It means you came into this lifetime with lots of gifts, all right? So it's not just about him liking you or you liking him. It's about you both looking at each other about fulfilling your potential while you're here. So all I'm trying to tell you is that these cards are saying yes to this man with a little bit of a but in there. Yes, but. You have to create an identity that's separate from him. So what do you do
well,
for work
the,
now?
The thing is, I work with the county, with the school. I'm also finishing my degree with accounting.
Good girl.
This relationship is very new, and it's long distance. And he's the one who said he brought up marriage and everything. I didn't. He's the one who wants all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't spoken in 2 weeks. He said he's going to focus on himself and his career because he's doing a business deal that he invests a lot of money in.
Mm-hmm.
And
we haven't spoken. Okay, I have a very pointed question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Have you met him in person?
No, we haven't.
Okay, then I would not count on anything at all with this man
mm-hmm.
until you meet him in person.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, the other thing I want to tell you is that the fact he's backed off, I want you to be so casual about it. I really do. Oh, okay, fine. But I also want you to keep your options open.
Yes.
I just flashed on with you? When you said that you were getting your degree in accounting, do you know what I flashed on with you? Is that you get really good at taxes.
It's funny that you said that because I've been saying for a year and a half now that eventually in maybe 5 years I want to open my own tax business.
Okay, because that's where you're going to make a boatload of money in 6 months out of the year. And then you don't have to,
yes.
unless you want to do just day-to-day accounting for people, bookkeeping for people, then you don't actually have to work the whole rest of the year. You can work 6 months and take 6 months off. But what
yes.
I'm getting with you, with this particular guy, I'm actually shifting to you creating kind of your potential to its absolute utmost. And with this guy, I totally want you to put him on the back burner because you're
yeah.
the catch here, not him, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
yes.
So the thing is I'm getting a yes with a but, and the yes but is two things. First, you got to make sure that your identity is unique to you and has nothing to do with him. And the second is,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't count on absolutely anything with this guy until you meet him in person.
Yes, yes, which I've
okay.
told him many times.
Good, because I think the reason why, here's what I think's going on, is I think the reason he's now said, well, I think I need to focus on myself, is because I think that he was trying to con you.
I was trying to see that also. That's why I told him like plenty of times that we have to see each other.
Right. Okay.
So
you're just calling me to validate your gut feeling about him, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Here's the thing: is that there's something going on with him that I wouldn't trust. But what I'm also getting here is that you're smart enough to figure it out, and I am seeing a great guy here. So it might not be him. I think
yeah.
he's, see, because I keep getting concentrate on what's going to bring you to what is your sort of ultimate potential, and then the right guy steps in to kind of join you on your path. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's funny because you could meet a guy in accounting school that has the same idea you do.
Okay.
And then you end up, and then as the dynamic duo, which would be a great tax, that'd be a great tax name, dynamic duo tax company, or dynamic duo tax group. Anyway, but I'm just telling you, your gut feeling is correct here, and the fact that he has now cooled off because you keep pressing that I have to meet you in person before we do anything, I think you've startled him, and I like that. I like that. All right, gal pal, thanks for the call. See you later.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right, you guys. So I'm going to go to the next call here in just a second. I have someone that's been on hold a really long time, since before the program even opened, and they've blocked their number. So to the person that has a blocked number, or if you don't know you have a blocked number, I want you to dial *82 to unblock your number. And then I know that you want to be queued up to ask me a question. Otherwise, I'm just going to think you're listening. All right, I'm going to go to another area code 305. Hello, 305. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Eileen.
Hi, Eileen. What's your question?
Hi, Mona. My question is, I work really hard at my craft. I'm an artist, and I've been doing this for my whole life. And I'm at a place now for like 7 years. I haven't lived with anybody, and almost 3 years I'm divorced. And I was wondering, not if, but when my truest partner will be arriving.
First of all, you are an incredibly talented artist.
Thank you.
I'm just telling you, it's coming up here in the cards all over the place. I want to
tell
you.
I am blessed.
Not only are you blessed, you have a very unique way of putting color together.
Yes.
And that's your claim to fame, is how you put color together. It's funny because, yes, you paint things that look like things, but it's the color that attracts people to your work. But anyway, I want to shift to something. So now we're talking about romance.
Yes.
You have also a very, very just natural, intuitive gift when it comes to people. All right? You also have been waiting for the right guy. So now that the healing has happened and that you are over that last relationship, there's a new man that's coming up in your cards. And he's likely to be a water sign. So that's going to be Scorpio, Cancer, or Pisces. He is very easygoing. He's very casual when it comes to you. The funny thing is that you might not even think he's that interested in you when you first meet him, and I don't think that you've met him yet, or if you have, he's such a sort of peripheral acquaintance that he's not coming into your radar as I'm talking about him. But it's saying your two power months are that connected with your work is most likely how you meet him, and it could be that you use the mantle of the fact that you are a talented artist to see if you could actually introduce yourself to this man who's creative in a different way than you are. I think this man is a chef. I think this man works with food. So he's either the owner of a restaurant or an executive chef of a restaurant. And the description he's coming in as is brown hair and blue or green eyes. And for a chef, he's actually pretty slender. So this is not one of those chubby chefs. This is one of those slender, probably tallish chefs, but what I like about him is how casual he is. What I love about the two of you together is I love that he respects your creative side, you respect his creative side, and they align together just in a very lovely way. The power months for you to meet him, say, June and July. So it could be that you meet him because you drop a brochure of your artwork off at some of the new restaurants that might be opening in your area and just say, just let me know if you'd like some of my work to hang in your restaurant. But I'm getting chef, I'm getting food, and I'm getting that he's very good at it. So as confident and talented and as gifted as you are, as an artist. That's what he is as a chef.
That sounds so connecting to everything that I've been hearing from a few other people, and I'm a water sign too.
Mm.
And my biggest, and the man I was married to for 25 years was a Pisces, Cancer rising, but it didn't work out. It was, he wanted to control my time, and I can't do that. So I need somebody who loves to create and needs, I got to go to the kitchen now. Okay, good, I got to go paint now. See what I mean? I always have to have that ability to listen to God when God's guiding me to go sit down and work. Because
right.
my art is exactly what you're saying, is that it transcends people to their own inner beauty and harmony and well-being and their higher self, their higher purpose.
It's the color.
And
it's the colors
it's
you
my
put
color.
Together.
Yeah,
and
I have
you know,
to,
go ahead.
But I have to paint it with things that they can relate to. I just can't do abstract. I'm not that kind of a soul.
No. See, so you paint a thing, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it could
nature
be it could be a white
architecture.
It could be like a white picket fence, like a white picket fence with flowers, but it's the colors you put together on that white picket fence with the flowers that people are drawn to. It gives them that sense of peace of
love.
Wow, I want to be able to look at that, and they just they lose
Thank
themselves
you.
In the color. That's what I'm
Thank
getting.
Thank you. Well, that's what people
oh, and
want
I have one more
booth.
Thing.
Yes.
One more thing to share with you, and this is about your artwork, and I'm getting this, so I have to give this to you, is that I would like you to start randomly taking pictures of people and then repainting them in the colors. These are random, like just tourists even. Just take random pictures of people and then repaint them in the colors that you feel their vibration is actually emanating out there.
Okay. That sounds very good, because I get a lot of – I paint from visions and then my experiences, and I just posted two paintings of people from Mexico on my Facebook website page, and
oh
I got
God.
So many hits already, over 400.
Okay,
people like, wow.
So tell us your website so that other people can look at your stuff.
My website is my name, EILEEN,
okay.
S for Sam, EITZ.com.
Okay, awesome. Well, we're all going to go look at it now.
Thank you, Mona. You were really good about telling me all this. Do you see me traveling to meet this guy, or is this chef in my neighborhood?
Uh-uh. What I'm getting is that you just start paying attention to anything that local eateries are doing that are a little different.
I'm going to go to this vegan meetup on Saturday.
Oh, that might be really fun for you.
Yeah, because I'm a vegan, except I do like eggs, but the rest of it is like pure. And anything
awesome.
Out there in the restaurants is very turned off, because I see the vibration in food, you know, and I can't
mm-hmm.
eat it because it gives me the energy to paint my colors.
There you go. It's just, that's, wow. All right, gal pal. Hey, by the way, I'm just going to mention this to you. In your reading spare time, have you ever read a book called The Mists of Avalon?
I've heard of it. M-Y-T-H-S?
Yeah, the the Mists, M-I-S-T-S, The Mists of Avalon.
Oh, no.
And I can't remember the author, but it's a different story about the King Arthur realm or time period.
Yes.
It is one of the most amazing spiritual books to read. And I'm about to reread it again, because I was so impressed by it, because it talks about the clash of traditional religion with basically spirituality and Earth Mother. It's just I think that would be the perfect thing for you to read while you're exploring this new romantic adventure.
Okay, I'll stay in touch with you.
All right, gal pal.
You're really good. You're really, 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 really good. Thank you so much. God bless you.
See you later.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Got somebody here from the 270 area code. Hello, 270. Who's this?
Hello, this is Joy.
Hi, Joy. What's your question?
I wanted to ask if there would be any messages from spirit.
So the messages from spirit is the whole reason why people book a whole session with me. So what my program here is designed to do, and you'll hear me sometimes give you something important anyway because it comes to me, but I start with focusing on one specific question. So what is that for you, Joy?
I guess my biggest concern would be my apartment, my home. It's horrible. The walls are thin, and I get, like, really no rest, and that affects everything from work, you name it. I'm wondering if that's going to change.
Well, the only way it's going to change is if you move, because you can't, you know, unless you get someone, a contractor in there to refurbish the apartment, the walls are still going to be thin. There's still going to be issues. And what I'm getting here is that I think you could find a living situation that would be ideal for you and might even be the perfect situation. I mean, here's the thing that flashed in my head, Joy, is what flashed in my head is you living in sort of a casita house or like a mother-in-law house on somebody's property. And that this person might travel a lot. They might be in sales. They might be a pilot. They might be a flight attendant. And you live in the little back house, which is modest. It's got a bedroom, a sitting room, a kitchen, and a bathroom. It's very modest. But you also keep an eye on the person's house. So you pick up their mail. You turn the lights on and off. You might water the plants. And you end up in a living space that actually feels cozy. That's the word I'm getting for you, is that you go from a living space that feels very, there's like a painful vibration where you are. So it's like it's like a prickly environment to a cozy environment. So what I'd like you to do is look out there to see if someone has like a little mother-in-law house to rent that's on their current property. So you end up in a quiet, cozy place, and then your own energy can start blooming. Because right now, that where you are right now, you're not sleeping very well. It's just not comfortable. So I get that, but it's saying that it's not going to automatically happen. You have to look for the different situation.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye. All right, you guys. I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the Professional and Privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom App is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom App will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Okay, I'm going to go to area code 913. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. It's Andy. How are you doing?
Hi, Andy. What's your question?
My question is, excuse me, I've got a court case that's been moved to August regarding a divorce. And my husband is still really pushing for reconciliation, so just wondered what it looks like for August.
Okay, so here's the funny thing, is I see the pushing. I see there's a lot of guilt here. So the guilt could be on both of your sides. It could be on his side, and it could be on your side. The guilt that's for your side is, well, maybe I should give this another try. There's that weird little guilt thing. But what I'm getting here is that you feel really trapped in this situation, and that the more he's around you, the more trapped you feel. So
right.
I don't see a reconciliation. What I am seeing instead is that you can't totally cut him off right this second. We got to get through the actual divorce, right? What I would like
right.
you to do is say, you know, I don't know what's going to happen down the road. All I know is I need a break from you. This is kind of
mm-hmm.
the vibe that I want you to send out there. I don't know what's going to happen down the road. I know right now, though, I need a break from you, and I need some time all by myself to see what I want.
Okay.
Now,
yeah, I like that.
But you have to, if you present it like that, you know, it gives him the idea that there might be some hope down the road, but he's got to stop badgering you for the hope now. And
right.
what he doesn't understand is you need a break. And I'm telling you, this is saying you need at least a year to a year and a half break from him before you can actually decide if he is someone you want to give another try to. But should you guys end up back together, Andy, what I'm getting is that you won't get married again.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
The cat that walked in the front.
You're a guard dog.
sorry about that.
I'm trying to tell you is that, yes, he still loves you. Yes, he's desperate to still be with you. And the way you can put it on the back burner is you say, I don't know what I want. When it comes to you, I do know that I need a good year and a half break of not being with anybody.
Good, yeah. Very
so
spot
when you
on.
Present it, when you present it like that, and say, well, then he'll go, well, then why do we need to get a divorce? Because I need to know what it feels like to be totally disconnected from you for a year. And then in a year or year and a half, if we choose to be back together, it's going to be authentic. Because I will have had this time. And then you say, I have to have this time. That's no negotiation. So we move forward with the divorce. We get it done. You give me some time. That's what it's saying in your cards. Because what I'm getting here is that you feel trapped in this situation. You feel like
mm-hmm.
you can't be you. And what you want is a whole year of you being you and making your own choices. And if you want to have popcorn and Dove Bar for dinner, you can, damn it.
Yes.
I'm serious.
Yes.
You know, it's like when you live with someone, there is a certain ritual that develops, okay?
Yes.
And
yes.
a lot of times that's a very loving, satisfying, warm, cozy ritual. But in a lot of times, sometimes people feel trapped.
Right.
And so you just want to see what it feels like to be single and by yourself for a year. It's not like you're going to go jump every guy in the bar. Although there might be a little of that. Which is what cruise ships are for, in my opinion. Then you don't have to see him again. I'm just, you know... Boy, that sounds really cynical, doesn't it? All I'm trying to tell you is the girl needs a break. And that's what you say, look, the girl needs a break. I need to not see you for a year and then decide if I want you. Because if I choose you a year from now when we're divorced and it's not about the money and it's not about the ritual and it's not about habit, then you know I'm choosing you.
Sounds good.
All right, gal pal. I
Thank
booked
you.
That cruise by me September. All right, see
All
you later.
Right.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. I've got somebody here from the 509 area code. Let me get them on the air. Hold on. Hello, 509.
Hi, it's Holly.
Who's this? I'm sorry?
Oh, Holly from Washington.
Oh, hi, Holly.
We keep cutting each other off.
I'm in kind of a mood today, so I'm going to warn you.
What does that mean?
Oh, just that I'm going to be incredibly direct with you today. So just warning you. All right, Holly from Washington, what's your question?
Well, now I'm scared.
Nah, I'm not scary. I might be direct, but I'm not scary.
Okay. I'm just seeing when you see a new man coming in.
So, okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Because what it's saying here is that you got most everything else in your life sort of, you know, by the tail. I mean, you can handle your career, you can handle your friends, you can handle your family. You got all that stuff by the tail, all right? But I'm going to ask you a question that's going to, because this is going to lead you to the answer to your question. What do you do for fun? Yeah,
go to the gym?
Question.
It is.
I know. So if you were to take the gym activity... Okay.
Yeah.
So if you were to take the gym activity to a fun level, would you say that might be doing one of those obstacle courses or mutter runs or color runs or something where it was like super silly?
No.
Why?
That's not me. That's not me.
Cuz I'm getting a guy here. And it says that this guy meets you because you're doing something fun.
Uh-huh.
That's why I was leading to that. And this guy's got dark hair and dark eyes. He's kind of a big guy, which means he's not chubby, but he definitely is a big guy. So he could have used to be maybe a football player, or but he's a big guy. Dark hair, dark eyes, might even be olive complected, so that could be Hispanic or Italian or
Middle Eastern. Yeah, I met a guy like that last week.
You did?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. This guy is looking for his lifetime companion. And I like to frame it as the companion of choice. He's looking for his companion of choice. So when you don't stress the M word, marriage, and you more like stress about, I'm looking for my playmate. I'm looking for the person to play with, not the person to be obligated to. So, in other words, you're looking for your companion. You're looking for a playmate, not an obligation. You know, I have to digress because I have to tell you this story. So, when I was doing my radio program on KDON, I had this lady call up, and I said, well, this is an interesting thing. I go, there's a man here. And she goes, oh, no, honey. There's no way there's a man coming in my life. Because at my age, they either want a nurse or a purse. And I thought I was going to fall off the chair. Laughing so hard. So I said, well, there's this man that wants to spend time with you, and you don't have to marry him. So what I'm getting with you is that if you can take what you do for fun, and if you like the classes at the gym, it would be kind of cool for you to start going to some of these. Go to one as a volunteer, and then I think you'll see that you want to actually do it. Because I have a very dear friend of mine that lives here that is one of those mutters, and she meets the nicest guys, because the people that when you're doing the mutter, it's not necessarily a race, it's more of a participation. It's people will help you do things, so it's not like and it's a whole different feel than going to a gym class, but this guy is. Not only does he help you let go of the guy from the past that you still kind of went back and forth and sort of played hokey pokey with, you get to totally let go of him for this new guy, the dark-haired, dark-eyed, olive-complected guy that really does think you're something special. So now you have to show him that you're fun without sex.
He was funny. Yeah.
Okay. The thing now, half of it with him is that you just get his sense of humor. That's half of it. So if you get him, that's half of it. So if you were to say, you know, hey, they're doing this film festival, you know, downtown, or they're doing this comedy festival at this other place, you look for things that you know the two of you would enjoy, because the more adventures, the more things you do with this guy, the more everyday things relate to you. And that's what a lot of women don't understand. Is that a lot of women rush into the sex part. And what they don't understand is that that's the only category that the guy puts you in. Whereas if you don't concentrate on the sex part and you wait and you do other things, Like, when you could get to the point of going to the grocery store with a guy, mm-hmm. that's when the relationship, in my opinion, is going in the right direction. Because because now you see what they like, what they eat, kind of how they live. Do they occasionally, you know, treat themselves to a Dove bar, you know? Like, I remember this one gal telling me, and I use Dove bars as an example because they're like my favorite, but I remember a girlfriend telling me that she'd gone to the grocery store with this guy that she'd only been dating about 6 weeks. And she goes, and you'd be proud of me, Mona, I haven't slept with him. She goes, but he went to the grocery store because he wanted to cook me dinner. And he wanted to go to the grocery store with me because if there were things I didn't like, he wanted to make sure he didn't buy them. And then he said, I hope you like Dove bars because that's like my favorite dessert. And that sort of sealed the deal for her.
Yeah.
So I'm just telling you that this guy has potential, the dark-haired, dark-eyed guy. So there you go.
Thank you.
It's all good, gal pal.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
All right. I got somebody here from the 708 area code. Hello, 708. Who's this?
Hello. Hi. This is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
I was wondering when you see this relationship coming for me.
So we're not dating anybody now? Nobody we're playing footsies with now?
Nope.
Well, because the reason I ask that question is I keep getting that there's someone interested in you that you keep ignoring. Wow, you have some really powerful cards, Nicole. So you've got two cards that indicate a month of power for you. And it's funny because they're the only two cards with a number in your five-card spread. And it's the number 8. So it's either something over the next 8 weeks or more likely the month of August. And that anything you can plan that can put you in the path of potential partners in August, I would do it. It's funny, I don't know if you were listening earlier, but I told a gal that plan her cruise in after she gets her divorce from her husband, which would be September, October. I'm actually going to give you sort of that same advice because it's saying to meet the relationship that you really want, you don't have to do it the hard way. As a matter of fact, it says that you are so good at what you do for work that you could actually do some sort of public presentation or speech about it. So let's say there was a trade show or convention somewhere where you could actually volunteer to be a speaker or actually maybe even get paid to be a speaker. It's saying that by you taking on the mantle of what you do really well, that you take on the identity of what you do really well and speak about it, it's saying that love comes to you. So the question you have to ask yourself, because it's saying that the only person standing in the way of the love of your life is you, because that's the last card in your five-card spread, you actually have to say, I believe I'm finally ready for that right relationship. Say it to yourself. Or you can just say, I'm ready for the right relationship. Or to simplify it further, I want the right relationship. They say the secret to everything is you just have to want it. And because, okay, I got to flash back to something because this is more than just romance. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember when you were 14, 15, 16 years old and you really wanted to do something? You would badger your parents with different ideas of how to do it. You would ask, hey, is there some chores I can do around the house to earn $20 so I can go to the movies with my friends? In other words, you would find a way to do the thing you wanted to do, right?
Right.
And as we get older, we forget that we had that kind of magic. That we put our brain on simmer, on the back burner. How can I get it? How can it be mine? Right? We forget how to do that as we get older. And so what I'm getting with you is that you actually are the master at drawing to you what you want. According to this, though, you don't have to do it the hard way, and it's something connected with what you do for work because you're very good at what you do for work, and it says that you can actually train other people with what you do for work. And what I'm getting here is that let's not do it the hard way. I'll even, you know, I talked about the presentations earlier. You could decide in the next week or so to sign up for Toastmasters just to polish your public speaking skills. And if you're going to do that, sign up with the largest Toastmasters group you can find in your city. It's, I think it's $5 or $10 a meeting when you go. But what's nice about it is that you know every single person in that room is doing something to improve themselves. You also know that most of the people that are in that group are currently employed. So we got a couple of things out of the way on your checklist of what you're looking for in a significant partner. And you get up there and you say, I'm here because I'm very good at what I do for work, and someday I'm going to do large presentations in front of people, and I want to be prepared for it.
Okay. But you know, you were right about the person,
what?
Someone liking me.
Yeah.
And I keep brushing them off, but I'm not attracted to them. So.
Well, the reason you're not attracted is because you have made an assumption about them. And I'm serious about this. You've made an assumption. The funny thing is that this person being your friend is not a bad thing. You're not going to encourage him to sleep with you. You're not going to encourage him to, you know, come over and binge watch Netflix with you. But you could say, you know, I think you're a really nice person. Would you go to Toastmasters with me? So you do an activity together as friends. And you can even say on your icebreaker speech, so my friend Bill and I decided that we're going to improve our speaking skills. But I'm getting this guy around you that just thinks that you've hung the stars and the moon. And the funny thing is that you're more interested in the guy that ignores you, not the guy that's paying attention to you. So I just want you to think about that a minute.
Okay.
Big hugs to you. Thanks for calling, Nicole.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, I've got somebody here from the 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
George.
Hi, George. What's your question?
Hi, I've been calling you for weeks.
Well, here's the thing, George. I get lots of callers. So I got to go in the order that they've called in. So I had a bunch of people on hold before the program even started. But now it's all about you. So what question can I answer for you?
What do you see as far as romance?
Let's see. Okay, there's a woman here. There's a woman here. You don't know her. So I'm gonna ask you what I've asked a couple of ladies earlier here. George, what do you do for fun?
Well, lately I've just been working going. I haven't been going out that much.
Okay. Well, do you go to the gym at all?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Okay. So one of the things that I'd like you to do is instead of doing your usual workout, do you take any of the classes, like any of the kickboxing classes or the guided weightlifting classes? Do you take any of the classes?
No, I haven't been taking the classes. I used to take the yoga class, but I haven't done that in over a year.
Oh, I'm so jealous of you because I am not the most flexible person physically on the planet. I actually bought a couple of yoga DVDs so that I could get an idea of the basic poses before I even took a yoga class. But you're ahead of me on that. You know, there are typically more women that take yoga than men, right?
Right. Yes.
Okay. And I'm telling you, there's a woman here that if you participate in something that either contributes to your well-being or is fun, that's how you meet her. And what I really like about this one is that, George, I'm going to tell you for the record, this one is not a whack job.
Okay.
This one is not dating other people. She is gainfully employed. She's just looking for a nice guy. And I think you're that nice guy, George. And I think it's about frickin' time that you met somebody that was worthy of you. I think it's time. And so the cool thing about you knowing how to do yoga And this is what I would do if I were you, because you want to get in front of as many new ladies as possible. It could be that you go to several yoga studios and you say, well, what's your drop-in fee for me to take a yoga class with you, and what's your schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you get the schedule of classes. Drop-in fee's usually $5 or $10. And then you ask which classes are the busiest. Ask which classes are busy, which ones are slow. And it doesn't matter which one you go to. But I want you to start doing drop-in yoga things. Because
they have yoga classes in the gyms. Don't take those or go somewhere else?
Oh, no, I don't mind you taking those too. But
okay.
The thing is that you may have already perused the regulars that are at your gym. So it may be you try a different – if you have a gym membership where you can go to several different gyms, I would go to other gyms.
Okay.
And just say, you know, I was out doing errands in this area. I decided to try your yoga class.
Mm-hmm.
But the more variety that you can bring into something that contributes to your either fun or health or wellness, that's how you end up meeting her. And she's likely to be a fire sign, George. That's going to be an Aries, Leo, or Sagittarius. And she's as cute as can be. I also get that she's kind of on the tiny side. It's not because she necessarily takes yoga. She's just tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, maybe 5 feet tall, tiny.
Okay.
Maybe. But you can't find anything wrong with her.
Okay.
All right? But, yeah, romance is coming, George.
Soon?
Well,
okay.
it's saying that your power months are the next 3 months for romance. So I would make myself go to a different yoga class at another gym at least once a week for the next 3 months. Now, if there's a lady that you see that you like there, whether you get to talk to her or not, go back to that class and see if she shows up again.
Okay.
You see? But I have to tell you, women are very attracted. Women that do yoga are very attracted to men that do yoga. I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
See you later.
Thanks for the information.
Okay. All right. See ya. Bye. All right. I've got somebody here from, I think this might be Wendy. Is this Wendy?
Good morning, Mona. Yes,
it is Wendy. What's your question for me today?
You are so brilliant in your answers to everybody. I'm hoping to get my ADA approval this week, but I guess my main concern right now is my injury attorney referred me to a chiropractor that is his golfing buddy, and I asked my chiropractor very nicely for an update on financially on my charges thus far. He blew his top and he got offended, and he said, usually people think that I'm ripping them off, and I don't talk that way, Mona. So I felt uncomfortable. My attorney convinced me to go back and try another visit or two. He said it would hurt my case if I moved to a new chiropractor, but I don't want to go back. And I found another chiropractor or two that I'd prefer to go to. So I sent him a fantastic email, very businesslike written on Friday. And I expect to hear from my attorney coming up within the next few days. Will I be able to switch chiropractors? Will I still get a potential?
Okay, so wait, back up. First of all, this is a one-question program, Wendy. Okay, let me start with that. But let me just give you a little something. So I have found that personal injury attorneys like to work with certain people on a regular basis, all right? So I can kind of understand why your attorney, who's trying to do this turnkey for you, it's trying to make it as easy for you as possible to get the care that you need. And then for whatever reason, you ask. Now, I'm a little annoyed with the chiropractor for getting all messy with you like that. And I wouldn't have addressed it with the chiropractor. I would have gone to the attorney and say, you know, I don't know why your chiropractor got upset with me when I was asking about the charges, because I'm just curious how that works. So maybe you can explain that to me.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, because the attorney passed you over to that chiropractor for care, it seems to me that the sovereign person to talk to would have been the attorney. It just seems to me. Okay.
Uh-huh.
The second thing is, I don't think it's a good idea for you to switch chiropractors midstream. And I think it's going to upset your attorney just by you asking.
Probably.
So here's the thing. One of the things that happens when people get into, I guess, the fear vibration is they don't think that they're being guided by the universe, when in fact we are all being guided by the universe. And you're not very good, Wendy, at going with the flow of things. You have a tendency to stick your paddle right there in the current and try and paddle upstream when going downstream might actually be the best way for you to go, you see? So having said all of that, I think a phone call to your attorney to say, I'm feeling a little uncomfortable with the chiropractor. He got very short with me when I was asking about the charges. But I guess I don't understand that maybe all of this is included in my case and that all of that gets put off to the side based on how the case goes.
It comes out of my settlement. And
right.
I was very diplomatic, and I said I'd like to try other methods that he doesn't offer, like massage and hydrotherapy.
Okay.
So that would be a segue to go to a different place.
Okay. All I'm trying to tell you is that we got to stop doing it the hard way, Wendy. It just feels like you're doing it the hard way in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
It's not just with the chiropractor and the attorney. It's with what's gone on with your job. It's like you just, I don't want people to look at you as though it's the hard way to work with you. And I think that's why you've gotten some resistance with the folks at work, is because they're looking at you as high maintenance. They're looking at you as the hard way. Now, the good news about all this is I do think you ultimately end up with a settlement. I ultimately think that there's going to be a nice little chunk of money. But what I'm also getting is that you, I feel like you keep fighting the good things the universe is trying to bring to you. I just keep getting that. I just had to say it. Because I'm in that kind of mood today.
Oh, I appreciate you. Yeah, well, I think that there's a conflict of interest for my attorney. I think he's a scalping buddy, and he is quite high.
Oh, no, sweetheart, no. Actually, you want people that have good relationships with each other working for you. I'm in a networking group right now where there's a chiropractor that works with a personal injury attorney, and they do really, they do very, very good things together because there's trust there. You want your physician you want your chiropractor and your attorney to trust each other. So he probably got a little offended because he was not only taken short by the question, but he was also felt like you didn't trust him. So let me after telling you all that, let me tell you what the cards say about that. Is that you asking for additional care might happen, but it may still be under the guise or under the direction of that current chiropractor.
Oh, wow.
If your chiropractor is saying that Wendy needs additional attention with these methods, then your current then it's not like your dismissing the chiropractor. You're just getting extra care under the guise of the under the direction of the chiropractor. You see, you don't want the continuity of care to be disrupted because it makes your case weaker. So your attorney is absolutely correct, and you gotta not make it about the money. When you worry about money, you cut the flow of money off. The universe is trying to give you money for this. So you need to rephrase it that under the direction of this chiropractor, may I also have hydrotherapy and massage therapy? Because
I
think
he
does
not offer that?
Sweetheart, you're not getting what I'm trying to tell you. It could be that your attorney knows somebody that does that, connected in some sort of physical therapy. And I have to go. It's right at the end of my program. All right, gal pal.
Okay, thank you.
See you later.
Thank you very, very.
Okay, all right, bye.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas. Or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged Psychic Arts License through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.